Well, I'm not the first person who's told you this. I know that for a fact. But we're on our way into a retirement crisis. And it's because, well, Social Security is drying up. And, well, there's not enough people who are working right now to kind of support what the demand is. But don't take my word for it, of course, because I'm no economic expert. BlackRock, one of their executives, Larry Fink. Now, this isn't somebody who I would normally cite, of course. We all know who BlackRock is, but he also believes the same thing and is pretty much just warning folks that, yeah, this is a potential and we need to start saving up. Ultimately, he says, telling investors pension savings failing to keep pace with the life-extending medical breakthroughs. So that sounds horrible when you say it out loud. Let's bring in an expert who knows a thing or two about all of this, Dr. Kirk Elliott. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you for joining us. So I wouldn't normally cite Larry Fink, and obviously he's pretty upset that the human lives are kind of leading past expectations. And so he thinks that's an issue for retirement, which is something I normally wouldn't cite. But just based on right now, how our economy is set up and how our treasury is set up, we're expected to see that Social Security will eventually dry up. So what are you making of all of this?
So, I mean, Larry Fink is a smart guy, you know, yeah. Head of BlackRock. We do listen to what he says. We don't have to agree with his politics, right? But what is he saying? He's saying that retirement's going to dry up. Why is he saying that? Because he wants to say, see, I told you so. I was ahead of the curve. I'm right. I'm a smart guy. Because he knows it's coming too, right? And so here's the problem with the West, not just America, but Western civilization, is we have a declining birth rate, yeah. Meaning our fertility rate's less than 2.0. So at 2.0, what does that mean? It means mommy and daddy have two kids. So when mommy and daddy die, if the fertility rate's 2.0, you replaced yourselves with two kids. So if it's north of 2.0, society's growing. If it's less than 2.0, society's shrinking. So all of Western civilization is pretty much less than 2.0. China's actually the worst. It's not westernized, but China's had one kid policy forever, right? So now you've got this graying of America, the baby boomers that Larry Fink is talking about, they're going into retirement. So normally this is like game, right? You've got people working, entering into the system, paying for the benefits of those that have retired. But over time, that is a system that's destined to fail. It's actually doomed because ultimately every year that goes on, you're going to have more people in retirement, fewer people working to pay into the system. It's destined for failure because they simply just run out of money. This is where we are, especially with a declining fertility rate. And math is not on our side on this one. The odds are not. So if I were to tell you, Brianna, hey, you going to Vegas? Yeah, I'm going to Vegas. 100% chance you lose all of your money, 100% chance. What are you going to do? It's like, unless you're just going for the entertainment value, you're going to lose money and you know it and you've accepted that fact. See, 100% of the time, once a country goes below 2.0 in fertility rate, they never recover. So we're not going to recover from this. So the analytics that are now coming out is abysmal. Social Security and Medicare are $175 trillion with a T underfunded. $175 trillion. See, our national debt that went from zero to where we are today, well, actually, let's just look at it. From 1776 until 1980, 204 years, we went from zero to $1 trillion. What was Biden's budget last year? Well, we lost $1.7 trillion last year. That was the budget deficit. This year, the budget for 2024, $7.3 trillion in spending. We're probably going to lose $3 trillion. It's like, who in their right mind would sign something so stupid? Yeah. It's like, yeah, we'll sign it, even though we're going to lose $3 trillion. Because they have a printing press. Because they have a printing press, they think they can print their way out of it in time. They've been right. Because we're the world's reserve currency, but we lost that status. We aren't the world's reserve currency now with the BRICS nations. So every time we spend money, it's going to create more inflation. Every time we create more inflation, it puts America one step back because people can't afford it. So these numbers, $175 trillion, Social Security and Medicare, that they're not going to recover from that ever. There's not enough money, not enough time to recover from that, because it's like five times the entire national debt. So now what? Well, I wouldn't have too much money in the bank. I would not think for a second and rely on Social Security for my income in retirement. You should take matters into your own hands and start investing accordingly to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think most Americans need to understand that, because that's really important. You know, last week you and I spoke regarding similar topics regarding all of that. And we talk about different avenues that Americans can take to make those investments. So I want to get back to that discussion because I think it's important. We're constantly talking about precious metals and how important those are to invest in, because, well, silver right now is it's a safer investment than most. So I just want to hear you detail that for our audience. I think that's really important to bring their attention to that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care if we're in gold or silver. I just want to be in the one that's outperforming and doing better, where you can minimize your risk and maximize your return. In the past, that's been gold. You know, since the year 2002, when I started allocating into metals, there's been two long chunks of time, where we've been in gold. There's been a couple long chunks of time where we've been in silver. Right now is one of those times, because the historical ratio between gold and silver is near an all-time high. It's like 90-1, which historically it's been 20-1. So what that means is, at 90-1, without knowing anything, either gold is overvalued or silver is undervalued. Well, how do you know if gold is overvalued? What causes it to grow? Unsustainable debt, political chaos, geopolitical conflict, inflation. Man, we have all of that. We have all of that, Brianna. So gold is not overvalued. It's going to continue to grow, which means that ratio. Silver's got catch up to do. It's going to catch up. It's going to outperform. That's why we're allocated into silver, because as it continues to outperform, we sell it down the road, and I can get you more ounces of gold for free than what we could have purchased for you today.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's important for folks to understand right now. And this is a service that you do offer, and you're here to talk to our audience specifically about that. So if you're at home right now wondering how you could kind of protect yourself from this retirement crisis that's looming, you guys can head over to briannagold.com. That's briannagold.com right now. You guys, it's so simple to do. I've done it myself. So all you do is you enter in your contact information. Somebody from Dr. Kirk Elliott's team will call you to schedule an appointment. And then you have an appointment over the phone. There's no commitment to it. It's just basically going over your goals, your retirement goals, and how they could help prepare you for just that. And it was just so enlightening to do, because a lot of us are stressed out these days with everything going on. So it definitely gives you a peace of mind. So again, folks, it's briannagold.com. Head over there right now. Don't wait. It's so easy to do. Just enter in your information and then they'll reach out to you. Dr. Kirk Elliott, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, because I know there's so much going on right now in the economy, and you help simplify it for us so we can understand it. So thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
You guys, I've said it once before, so I'm going to say it again. And under the Biden regime, I've never been more worried about my financial future. I called my good friend, Dr. Kirk Elliott, because I wanted to come up with a plan put in place to make sure I was secure. And he came with a plan for me to invest in silver.
I'm rich.
I've got my silver. I'm feeling so much better about my future. I highly recommend you give him a call and just chat with his team. 720-605-3900. And you could also head over to his website if you'd like to schedule an appointment. It's KirkElliottPhD.com/Brianna. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.